9-0 overall, 7-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, trying to close out the first semester with a win this afternoon and get to 8-0 in the 20-game schedule that is the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season schedule. The Dort College Defenders facing a Briarcliff team that is 9-4 overall, 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but have shown flashes of being dangerous throughout the past weeks. They are coming off, though, a pair of back-to-back losses at the Newman Flanagan Center. They are looking to defend their home court and move themselves back into consideration in the national pollings. They are receiving votes in the most recent NAI basketball poll, while the Defenders are ranked number 2 in the country. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to it. I'll be in an abbreviated fashion. We are typically used to a women's game preceding the men's contest, but we are set up and we are ready to go with basketball this afternoon. We are seated up in the balcony, getting set for today's basketball game. And before we go any further, let's take a moment to visit with Coach Ross Dalma about today's contest. Dort College coming off a win over Morningside on Wednesday, where Morningside trailed by as many as 14, but Dort College was able to withstand a late run by the Mustangs that cut the gap down to 6. And here we are this afternoon, Dort College standing 15-0, and the first thing I asked the coach was about that win over Morningside on Wednesday night.
Morningside is certainly a very good team, a team that very physical and really likes to make people work defensively. And I thought our guys did a good job of responding to that. And I thought at times the game was extremely physical. And I really was happy with the way we responded in that. They made some run at us late, but we made some free throws throughout and were able to wrap up the win in fine fashion that way.
Briarcliff, a team that has suffered significant losses to graduation. They had pretty good players graduate last year. It's going to be a different-looking Briarcliff team, not only in terms of player personnel, but coach personnel. A lot of changes at Briarcliff in the last 6 months.
Yeah. They have a new head coach, as you mentioned, in Nick Nelson. Nick was a longtime assistant of Coach Barry, and he inherits a pretty good team as well, however. They're 9-3 on the season. And, a team that right now is at the cusp of being ranked in the top 25 and know certainly that today would be a meaningful game for them in many regards. That our challenge is before us, once again, just to come out and play as hard as we can defensively, take care of the glass, and hopefully execute on offense.
They have been a team in past years that has relied a lot on the three-point line and on the perimeter game. More of the same, or are they a little different looking this year?
A little bit different. They're still looking for the three ball, particularly from Murren and, of course, Jake Shipley, who returns. But they are also looking to get some things going to the basket. Now, they're a tremendous team from the foul line, and that's where they look to get. They look to try to get in the bonus early in the each half. And we got to do a good job of just being sound defensively, playing with our feet, with our chest, and keeping the hands off to keep them off that foul line and to keep the flow of the game going.
Preparing for this contest, and this will be game 4 in 8 days is what it amounts to, and it's been a taxing week for your team. You had to consciously really take care of minutes in the last couple of games. At least that's what it appeared like watching your substitutions. You had key players on the bench for significant stretches of time in the second half against Morningside.
We did. Trevor Walterstorff, he did bang up his leg a little bit, was bruised there, and so that's why he was out probably a little bit more than he normally does. But you're right. This has been a very tough grind for us here the past 8 days with the makeup game with Midland being scheduled this past Monday. And, of course, exams were this week as well. But, most schools went through exams, too, this week. It's just important for us to finish this pre-Christmas schedule as strong as we can, to come out with a lot of energy here today, a lot of intensity, and play the best that we possibly can. And then over Christmas break, we're looking at, trying to get better in some areas. It's just been very hard to improve when you're playing so much, and you can't really go extremely hard in practice because of a game the next night. And so we're not complaining about our situation, but we are looking forward to a bit of a change in routine and schedule here as we come back from Christmas in about 10 days.
How do you feel about your depth compared to Briarcliff's?
I like our 9-man rotation right now. And if we need to go 10, Matt Vandekamp played a little bit during this stretch as well as some spot minutes for us. We feel very comfortable with that. We feel like we've got a nice rotation where kids understand their roles right now. And I hope that pays off for us here today. We've been able to provide some kids with off the bench with a lot of minutes, a lot of opportunities, and they've responded very well, and we look for that to be the same again here this afternoon.
It's Coach Ross Dalma visiting with me about today's contest. The Door College Defenders and Briarcliff Chargers set to do battles. The Briarcliff Chargers making their way out of the locker room, getting set for this afternoon's contest and completing their warm-ups. Briarcliff is 9-4 overall, 3-3 in the league. They've outscored teams 69.2 to 65.8. They're getting out rebounded 37-36. Chargers convert 41.1% of their field goal attempts and allow 41.4% success. Jake Shipley is where things start for Briarcliff. He's averaging a team-high 17.8 points per game and snares 5.2 rebounds per contest and converts 45.1% of his field goals. Taylor Murren's the only other player in double figures with a 10.3 points per game average. Michael Collison dumps in 8.2 points per game and has a 4.8 rebounds per game average. Ben Sitzman and John Engler each average just over 6 points per game. Engler's the top rebounder with a 6.2 average. Sitzman has dished out an average of 2.5 assists per game. Door College is 15-0 overall, 7-0 in the league. They hold the number 2 ranking in the NAI Division II men's basketball poll. They average 85.2 points per game and allow 67.9 points per outing while making 51.9% of its shots from the floor and 40.5% of the three-point baskets that they attempt. Door College holds a 40.9 to 30.8 rebounding advantage. They've made 274 free throws while opponents have attempted a total of 277. Trevor Walterstorff scores 17.2 points per game with 59.4% success from the floor, takes in 4.3 rebounds per game. Jordan Vogel scores 13.1 points per game and grabs 6.7 rebounds. He shares team honors and blocks shots with Kyle Lindberg with 18 through 15 games. Vogel's making 65.6% of his field goals. Cliff Warner's averaging 11.9 points per game. He converts 41.8% of his three-point shots and averages 4.5 assists per game. Austin Kaji clips off another 10.9 points per game. Lindbergh's the leading rebounder with an 8.7 average and is coming off a 16-board night, which is the most for a defender in a single game since at least 2001. Lindbergh scores 9.4 points per game, averages nearly 3 assists per contest. Chris Seaver scores 9.8 points per game and is making 64.2% of his field goals and grabs 4.7 rebounds per contest. Tyler Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser average 5 and 4.7 rebounds per game, respectively, for the defenders. Dort was an 85-74 winner over Morningside on Wednesday, taking a 41-30 lead at halftime, leading by as many as 14 in the second half and never by less than 6. Briarcliff stumbled against Hastings 1 week ago today, 73-66, the final score. Chargers couldn't survive a 40-point day by Jake Marvin in the post for the Broncos. They dropped their third conference game of the season. Shipley had 15 points. Sitzman chipped in with 13 along with Collison. The Chargers were out-rebounded 42-30 and sent the Broncos to the free throw line 31 times where they made 24 of those attempts. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We don't have any finals yet from the women's side of things, but as those filter through, we will be sure to pass them along to you. Now we do have one final in, Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan, 81-69 in women's college basketball. Other GPAC basketball happening tonight. Northwestern's at Hastings, Morningside's at Midland, and Dakota Wesleyan is at Doan in a men's game only. Here then are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Chargers. Well, before we get into that, we will have our national anthem, and then we'll get to our starting lineup. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. then is your starting lineup for today's basketball game. First of all, for the home team, the Briarcliff Chargers. They will start number 4, Taylor Murn, a 6'1 junior from Wahoo, Nebraska, averaging 10.3 points per game. Eric Royce, a 6'1 senior from Lamar's, Iowa, averaging 4.2 points per game. Jake Shipley is a 6'8 junior from State Center, Iowa, averaging a team-high 17.8 points per game. Ben Sitzman is a 6'4 senior from Sioux City, averaging 6.6 points per game. And Michael Collison is a 6'10 junior from Iowa Falls, Iowa, averaging 8.2 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 11.9 points per game. Austin Conchie's a 6'4 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.9 points per game. Trevor Waltersdorf's a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 17.2 points per contest. Kyle Lindbergh's a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.4 points per game. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.1 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with the opening tap right after that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Two teams have completed their warm-ups. We've had the national anthem. We have had the introduction of the starting lineup, and we are set for basketball. Briarcliff in their home whites, Dort College in their road blacks. Briarcliff, navy numbers, Dort College white numbers trimmed in yellow. Opening tap is up and controlled by the Chargers, and the Dort College defenders will play defense on the first possession of the basketball game. Turner Fahey is a starter in place of Taylor Murren here this afternoon for this contest. Pass comes over to Fahey. Fahey gives it up to Shipley. Shipley working against Lindbergh. They get it back right side. Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball. Drops it off for Shipley. Shipley layup good. Jake Shipley with the two-point basket, and Briarcliff has taken a 2-0 lead in this first minute. With the basketball is Warner. Warner drops it down low for Vogel. Vogel, they doubled up down on. They give it back inside to Vogel. Vogel spin in the lane. Short hook shot is good. Jordan Vogel with a jump hook in the lane ties it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score into the front court. Fahey. Fahey comes right side over to Roy. Eric Roy back over to Fahey. Fahey gives it up to Collison. Collison guarded by Vogel. Backing Vogel down. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Right side Kachi. Kachi lost it. Picks it back up. Left side it goes Waltersdorf underneath Kachi. Kachi into the left corner. Kachi with the basketball, 25 to shoot for the defenders. Picks up his dribble, comes right side. Waltersdorf drops it down low for Vogel. Faces up, 12-footer on the baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Shipley. Here comes Briarcliff. Shipley up the floor with it. He's on the right wing, picks up his dribble. Left side it goes back over to Roy. Roy with it, left side. This is Sitzman. Sitzman with it out front. Thinks about the 17-footer, instead goes to Fahey. Fahey with the basketball. Fahey driving left side. Puts it up in traffic, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Collison, and we have a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. On the rebound, foul's going to go on Dort College's Austin Kachi. Kachi picks up foul number one. 2-2 our score. 18:22 left to go, first half just underway here in Sioux City. Briarcliff inbounding, Shipley to throw it in. Shipley gets it in, shot off the bottom of the rim, no good. That was put up by Roy. Back the other way, 17-footer, no good. Followed up by Sitzman, though, and he kicks it back over to Shipley. Shipley, three, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Collison. Collison with a putback. Dort College hurt on the offensive glass that time. They trail 4-2. Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up Warner. Warner drops it down low for Vogel. Vogel working against Collison. Collison extending the arm, kick out pass, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the ball, puts up the short jumper from 17, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Shipley. Shipley with the basketball. Shipley brings it up for the Chargers, comes right side over to Roy. Roy with it, comes back over to Sitzman. Sitzman out front, Sitzman to Shipley. Shipley ball fake, puts the ball on the floor, he's at the point, comes back right side with it is Sitzman. Sitzman layup left hand, good. Ben Sitzman with the two-point basket, and Dort College trails 6-2. 6-2 our score. Dort College a step slow so far this afternoon. Trailing by four. Kachi comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Nothing there. Bounce pass back over to Vogel. Dumps it off for Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot no good. Lindbergh another shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Michael Collison. Collison commits the foul. That's foul number one on Collison. Team foul number one on the Chargers as well. And Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. 17-10 remaining. First half just underway. Briarcliff with a 6-2 lead. First free throw by Lindberg is up and down. Lindberg makes his first. He's now 27 for 40 this season. Another free throw on the way. Tim Lone will check into the contest. Checking out will be Michael Collison. Lone listed 6'8". Another free throw on the way for Lindberg. This one's up and splashes through as well. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Makes it a 6-4 ball game. Here comes Briarcliff for the basketball. Fahey. Fahey across the timeline. Fahey in between the circles. He passes it over to Roy. Roy looking high post. Roy comes back right side instead over to Sitzman. Sitzman with the drive. Puts it up over the top of Walthersdorf. Shot no good. Ripped down by Kachi. Here comes Dort College. Warner into the front court with the basketball. Warner's got it at the point. Warner looking now, still looking, bounces it into the corner to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf lays it up, hits the floor hard, rebound taken away by Fahey. Fahey with the basketball. Here comes Briarcliff, dropping it off. This is Lone. Lone off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Walthersdorf hit the floor hard twice, once on the offensive end, once on the defensive end. He comes up a little bit slow. Pass goes left side to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball on the wing. Behind the back dribble, comes back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner on the left elbow, through the lane pass over to Vogel. Dort College trying to tie it on this possession. Working on Lone, comes back over to Warner. Warner drops it down for Vogel again. Vogel squares up, 12-footer, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Dort College with a fresh 35 to work with. Warner tries to thread the needle and it's taken away by Lone. Lone with the basketball. He gets it ahead to Fahey. Fahey with the basketball on the right side. Fahey drives the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Sitzman. Sitzman thought about the three. Puts it on the floor. Instead comes back over to Fahey. Fahey gets a moving screen out front. They get it back over to Lone. Lone to Sitzman. Sitzman drops it down low for Roy. Roy collapsed on. They kick it back outside Fahey. Fahey puts up the three. Missed it. No good. A rebound cleared out by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Warner over to Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel pushed from behind by Lone. That's a foul. Foul number one called on Lone. Team foul number two called on the Chargers. 15:31 left to play in this slow-starting contest. Chris Severs and Tyler Walthersdorf check into the ballgame for the defenders. Dort College to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner throws it in to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf against Shipley. Puts it up with the right hand. Ties it up. Trevor Walthersdorf able to get around Shipley. Ties it up 6-6. Into the front court is Fahey. Fahey with the basketball. Fahey looking. Comes right side. Gives it up to Roy. Roy, Shipley. Shipley open three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner. He'll settle for Shipley shooting threes. Now he steps into the passing lane. He comes up with it, driving the other way. Slam dunk. Shipley more dangerous going to the basket than he is shooting threes. Dort College will take him shooting threes. T.J. Malone will check into the ballgame for Warner at the next break, I would imagine. Pass left side over to Walthersdorf. Dump it down low, Severs. Severs working on Lone. Puts it up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Lone. Lone whistled for the personal foul, so Tim Lone has picked up his second. Taylor Murren will check into the ballgame for Briarcliff. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So far, Dort College looking low on energy. 14:44 left to play, first half. Severs' free throw is up. No good. That one skimmed off of the back iron after it hopped off of the front. Kaiser and Malone are in for the defenders. So you've got Kaiser, Tyler Walthersdorf, Chris Severs, T.J. Malone, and Trevor Walthersdorf on the floor. Another free throw on the way for Severs. This one's up, and he gets that one to go. Chris Severs makes one of two. Defenders trail by a point, 8-7. Bringing the basketball up will be Murren. Murren averaging 10.3 points per game. He's guarded by T.J. Malone. Murren with the basketball. He goes high post, gets it to Engler. Engler to Shipley. Shipley in the lane. Awkward shot. No good. Rebound tap controlled by Severs. Severs off the second attack. They get it over to Malone. Malone will bring it up the floor. Malone goes right side over to Kaiser. Walthersdorf kept that ball alive off of the rim. Tyler Walterstorff. Down low it goes. Sievers. Sievers, reverse layup. Good on the baseline. Chris Sievers with a two-point basket. Dort College has their first lead of the ballgame at 9-8. Brenton Brown back the other way. Comes out front. They get it over to Murren. Murren gives it up. Shipley. Shipley. Brenton Brown. Brenton Brown. Three. No good. Rebound tapped. And we've got a foul called over the back on number 11, John Angler. Angler picks up his first. And Michael Collison will check back into the game for Briar Cliff. So Briar Cliff. Brenton Brown. Missed the three. Now Dort College will inbound the basketball. They get it into T.J. Malone. Malone will walk it up. Malone will take it across half court. TJ with it on the left side, looking down low for Sievers, working on Collison. They double down on him. He goes hard to the hoop, off of the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Brown. Brenton Brown with the basketball. Brenton Brown out front, comes back to Taylor Murren. Murren to Brown. Brown with the basketball, Collison. Collison guarded there by Sievers. With the basketball in the corner is Collison. Collison is fouled on the play by Chris Sievers. Sievers trying to belly up to him on defense after Collison had picked up the dribble. And now Dort College will defend on the inbounds pass. It's 9-8. 9-8 our score. Inbounding will be Briar Cliff. They get it in Brown. Brown with it back to Shipley. Shipley ball fake. Walterstorff doesn't buy it. They get it instead to Collison. Collison has it tapped away from him. Here's Shipley on the attack. He's in the lane. Fade away from 10 is good. Jake Shipley with his third field goal. Dort College trails 10-9. 10-9 our score with the basketball. Malone. Malone left side, it goes Walterstorff looking for a pick and roll. Instead comes out front TJ. Right side Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Back over to Walt. Trevor Walterstorff. TJ Malone. Malone. Kaiser. Kaiser with the left hand strong. Good. Sean Kaiser with the cut down the lane after off the curl screen. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 11-10. Murren with the basketball on the right side. Murren has it at midcourt. He passes left side, Angler. Angler with it. They're looking for Shipley on every possession. Angler comes right side, faces up against Tyler Walterstorff. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for the personal foul. John Angler, a 50% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. Dort College leads 11-10, 12:31 left to play in the first half. So John Angler to the free throw line, trying to tie the game or give Briar Cliff the lead with a pair of free throws. As I said, a 50% free throw shooter. That one looked like 100% straight down the middle. He's got another one on the way. Tied up at 11. Trevor Walterstorff checks out of the ballgame. Kyle Lindbergh checks in. 12:31 left to play. First half, 11-11 our score. Angler's second free throw is up. That one's good as it bangs off the back iron and drops through. Briar Cliff leads 12-11. T.J. Malone with the basketball. Malone across half court. He's got it in between the circles. Looking for a pick now. And he has it taken away by Briar Cliff. Coming up with it is Sitzman. Sitzman across the timeline. Sitzman comes into the corner. With it is Murren. Murren has a strip by Malone. Picked back up by Briar Cliff and Zach Hunt. Zach Hunt gives it off. Goes right side. Hunt gets it back right wing. Back to Murren. Murren will put up the three, missed it, no good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Briar Cliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College to throw it in. Sean Kaiser will check out of the ballgame. Austin Kachi is back in. Jordan Vogel also back in for Chris Sievers. 12-11, Dort College down a point. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He goes high post Vogel. Vogel working against Collison. Vogel still has his dribble. He gives it instead back over to Warner. Warner drops it off Lindbergh. Lindbergh down on the block. They collapse on him. Comes back over to Warner. 15 to shoot for the defenders. They've got time. Pass over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side Warner. Warner gives underneath Vogel. Vogel soft touch. Gets it to go. Vogel with the spinner in the lane. Goes down to the baseline. Gets the shot. Dort College by a point. 13-12. Now you want to stop. Taylor Murren comes back out front to Sitzman, not Shipley. Shipley on the bench right now. Sitzman on the left side. He'll cast up a three and he hit it. First three of the afternoon for either team. Ben Sitzman with the three-point basket. Briar Cliff leads 15-13. Austin Kachi with it out front. Comes over to Vogel. Vogel underneath Lindbergh. Finishes with the right hand. Ties it up. 4 points for Lindbergh. Ties it up at 15-15. With it on the right side is Sitzman. Sitzman, spin it around back over to Hunt. Hunt, right side, Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren comes back over to Zach Hunt. Zach Hunt, left side, to Angler. Angler in the lane. His shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here's North College in transition. Warner into the front court. He feeds Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg back over to Warner. Warner, Tyler. Tyler, Walterstorff, Austin Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Back it comes Lindberg. Lindberg drop it down low. Vogel. Vogel with the basketball facing up against Collison. Now 12 feet out on the right baseline. Comes back over to Warner. Double team. Down on the baseline. Drops it off. Lindberg slam dunk. Kyle Lindberg with the two-point basket off the assist from Cliff Warner, and the defenders lead 17-15. They double down on the ball hard that time, and Dort College takes a two-point lead at 17-15. Briarcliff basketball as we pass the midpoint of the first half. With it on the left side, Murren picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Hunt. Hunt to Angler. Angler with it on the left elbow. Angler comes back over to Sitzman. They hedge on the screen. Sitzman will drive, and it's poked away from him by Lindberg, but a foul called on Kyle Lindberg. So Kyle Lindberg whistled for the foul inside. I believe it came before the shot. Shipley back into the ballgame. Briarcliff does not want to go long without him on the floor. So they check him back into the ballgame, Dort College by a pair. That's team foul number four on Dort College. That's four fouls on both teams now. Neither team's used a timeout yet as well. With it out front, they get it to Fahey. Fahey with the ball. Fahey gets the return pass. No, they go to Collison instead. They're trying to post up Shipley now. They go left side, back to Shipley. Shipley now right on the left wing, guarded by Lindberg. They get it down low. Hook shot is up and good. Two-point basket by Eric Roy. Roy posting up Cliff Warner that time. And the defenders have the basketball tied up 17-17. 9-10 remaining first half. Warner goes right side Kachi. Zone defense applied by the Chargers. On the left wing is Lindberg. Back over to Kachi. Kachi three ball in and out. No good. Rebound tapped by Vogel, but a foul. Rebound tapped by Lindberg. Foul called on Lindberg. That's foul number two on him. Team foul number five on the defenders. And Lindberg will check out of the ballgame. 9 minutes remaining. We're tied up 17-17. Well, somehow, some way, Dort College has to find a way to get the tempo of this game up a little bit. It's tied 17-17 right now. They get it on the wing. This is Sitzman. Sitzman working against Vogel. Some odd matchups. Fahey with it out front. Fahey back over to Shipley. Shipley on the right side working against Walterstorff. Comes back out front to Roy. Roy with the basketball. Now Sitzman. Sitzman drops it off Shipley. Shipley misses the shot. No good. And a foul called over the back on Collison. That's foul number two on Collison. And both post players for Briarcliff have two fouls each. Checking into the ballgame will be Tim Malone. He has two fouls as well. Let's see if Dort College goes right back to Chris Severs down low. You've got Vogel and Severs on the floor together along with Trevor Walterstorff, Austin Kachi, and Cliff Warner. Left side pass, Trevor Walterstorff. Right side, Warner. Warner looking down low. They look for the swing pass over the top. Instead, they go to Severs. They double down on him. They get it back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Used up his dribble. Comes back over to Walt. Walt with it. 15 to shoot. Left side pass, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi to Warner. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Swing pass over the top, Kachi. Bounce it down low, Vogel. Out front, three-pointer on the way. Warner, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Back over to Warner. Warner tries to dump it down low for Severs, and Shipley was able to get around him and get the steal. Coming back the other way is Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball. Back over to Shipley. Shipley back to Sitzman. Sitzman three. Good. Ben Sitzman with the three-point basket, and the Briarcliff Chargers lead 20-17. Trevor Walterstorff with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner, three players around him. Gives it inside. Walterstorff gets it. Lays it up with the right hand. Gets it to go. And Trevor Walterstorff is fouled. So North College can tie it up here with a made free throw by Walterstorff on the old-fashioned three-point play. 7:32 remaining in the first half. Low-scoring affair thus far in this place to Briarcliff's favor. They like it down in the 60s for points. So Dort College with the basketball. A free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, the right-hander, puts it up, puts it down. He's got 5 points, and the defenders tied up at 20-20. 7:29 left to go in the half. Let's see which team can put together a little run before the half comes to a close. With it is Brown. Brown on the left wing, looking down low for Shipley. Still looking for Shipley. He's got it on the left wing. Comes back out front with the basketball is Fahey. Fahey, Roy, Roy, Shipley. Shipley, 17 feet from the basket, working against Waltersdorf. His jumper in the lane is good. Jake Shipley with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders trail by two, 22-20. Kachi, pass over to Warner. Warner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf looking high post to Severs. Instead comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Cliff. Cliff down low. Severs. Severs reverses outside Kachi. Can't catch it cleanly. Now gets it back over to Warner. Warner, three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for the defenders. Back in front. A three-pointer by Cliff Warner. His first points of the day. With the basketball is Fahey. Fahey back out front. Roy, they look down low, a three on the way, and Shipley hits a three. 11 points for Shipley, and the Dort College defenders trail 25-23. The two teams exchanging three-point shots. Briarcliff still in his zone defense. Waltersdorf goes left side over to Warner. Warner, Vogel, Vogel underneath Severs. Severs with the dunk. Chris Severs with the slam dunk. He's got five, and we're tied up 25-25. Charger basketball. This is Brenton Brown. Brown, they go high post. Shot on the way is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf off of the miss. Shot by Lone. Dort College on the return. They come back over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Austin with the basketball. He goes left side Waltersdorf instead. Down low it goes Vogel. Vogel crosses it over to Kachi. Kachi into the lane. His 12-footer, good. Two-point basket by Austin Kachi. Dort College leads 27-25. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Briarcliff currently. 5:32 left to go in the first half. Men's college basketball, Dort College 27, Briarcliff 25. Briarcliff used a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast is made possible by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. Out front, Brenton Brown, a long two, missed it, no good. Trevor Waltersdorf climbs the ladder. Here comes Dort College with a basketball. Warner into the front court, back over to Trevor. Trevor goes, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kaiser. Kaiser down on the block, collapsed on. They get it back over to Trevor Waltersdorf, and he has it stripped by Shipley out of bounds off of Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will get the basketball back on the baseline, right side of the lane as we face the hoop after the ball was stripped from Waltersdorf by Shipley. Dort College in danger of a 5 seconds call, and it's thrown towards the sideline. Kaiser throws it in, and it's stepped out of bounds by Briarcliff. Dort College catches a break. Dort College was in danger of a 5 seconds call. Warner just simply threw it in over the top. I thought he had Trevor Waltersdorf open for a moment. He flinched, though, and didn't get it into him in the lane, and now Briarcliff will play defense again with 22 on the shot clock. This time, Dort College gets it in, no problem, and Cliff Warner kicks one out of bounds. Don't see that often, an unforced error, more or less, in Dort College. Leading 27-25, Briarcliff has the basketball. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Bringing the ball up will be Taylor Murren. Murren across midcourt. Murren gives it up, Brown. Brown over the ball. Brown comes back over to Murren, guarded there by Warner. They run a pick and roll. Comes back right side and thrown towards the backcourt, and Shipley saves it to Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Dort College with a chance to extend the two-point lead. Kaiser, three-pointer straight on, missed it, no good. Waltersdorf, though, up strong, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Jake Shipley is whistled for the personal. Well, Trevor Waltersdorf has been a force on both ends now, especially on the glass. And sometimes it helps so much to just be able to simply out-jump the opponent. First free throw by Walt, no good. He's got another one coming. He's got 5 points. Second free throw is up, That one's good. So Walt makes one of two. T.J. Malone's going to check into the ballgame. Dort College leads 28-25. Cliff Warner will check out. This guy's played a lot of minutes in the last week or so, and Coach Ross Dalma trying to steal minutes here and there. Keep the legs fresh, or as fresh as he can. Taylor Murren takes it across the timeline. T.J. Malone with the basketball upon the defense. Murren rolls it inside for Lone. They get it back over to Engler. Engler with it on the right side. Back over to Shipley. Shipley, 17-footer, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Lone. Lone off of the glass, good. Tim Lone with the garbage bucket down low. Dort College leads 28-27. Briarcliff cuts it down to a one-point ball game. Trevor Waltersdorf out front, Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Malone. Malone, Walt. Walt at the top of the key. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser dumps it down low for Severs. Severs on the baseline. Reverses. T.J. Malone. Malone, deep right corner. T.J. back outside Waltersdorf. Underneath it goes Severs. Severs working on Malone. Back over to T.J. Hillcock and fire from 15. No good. Rebound tap. No good. There for the rebound of the putback is Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, another offensive rebound and putback. Here comes Briarcliff. Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball on the baseline. Sitzman comes back right side over to Shipley. Shipley gives it Engler. Engler's going to drive baseline, and we've got a foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf. Walt picks up his first. That is team foul number six on the defenders. Severs will check out. Vogel will check back in. So inbounding will be Jake Shipley for Briarcliff. His team down by three. Dort College trying to put together that run that we talked about. At about 7 minutes left, they throw it towards the backcourt. Coming up with it is Sitzman. Sitzman working against Malone. Comes back over to Shipley. Shipley three, ties it. Jake Shipley, 14 points. And Briarcliff riding Shipley right now. To a tie at 30-30. Out front, Kaiser. Kaiser right side, Malone. Malone with the basketball on the wing. T.J. with it. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low, Vogel. They dump it to Vogel. Reverses back over to T.J. T.J. back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf double team. They get it back over to Malone. Malone in traffic. Off of the glass. Good. T.J. Malone in the lane. Those are the shots he's got to make, and he did that time. He's not going to shoot the three, but if you're given that 10-footer, you got to knock it down, and he does. Taylor Murren with the basketball. He comes back over to Sitzman. Sitzman with the ball. Sitzman picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Comes back over to Lone. Lone with the ball on the wing. Lone comes back over. Roy. Roy sets into the 15-footer. No good, and we've got a foul over the back called on Tim Lone, and Lone has just picked up his third personal. 2:32 remaining in the half. Dort College leading 32-30, and free throws on the way for Jordan Vogel. This will be a one and the bonus. So Jordan Vogel to the free throw line for the one and one. On the floor for the defenders, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, Vogel, Kaiser, and TJ Malone. Free throw by Vogel is up and can't get it. Rebound taken away by Collison. Collison comes away with it. Dort College misses on the front end. And here comes Briarcliff with a chance to tie or take the lead. 23 left to play in the half. Roy with the basketball out front. Collison. They try to go back door. They give it back to Collison. Collison with it in the lane. And we've got a foul called on the play against Dort College. And Michael Collison will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Two free throws on the way for Collison. 2:14 remaining in the first half. Dort College 32, Briarcliff 30. Free throw on the way for Collison. The junior from Iowa Falls misses it short, no good. That one was off of the palm, and he didn't spin it through. Tyler Waltersdorf checks out. Austin Kachi is in. 2:14 remaining in regulation. Or pardon me, in halftime. So another free throw on the way for Collison. Collison, this one is up, and that one's good, so it's a one-point ball game. Collison with three, and the defenders lead 32-31. T.J. Malone with the basketball. Malone goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf guarded there by Roy. Comes back over to Kachi. Dort College will set the offense. Kachi comes back left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball. Back over to T.J. T.J. right side, Kachi. Kachi looking down low, Vogel. Vogel with it, collapsed on, two players around him. Comes back over to Kachi, and the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff. Ben Sitzman taps it out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Warner checks in. Malone checks out. Warner to throw it in for the defenders on the sideline. Nine to shoot for the defenders. They get it back over to Vogel. Vogel at the point. Vogel, Kaiser. Kaiser right side, three to shoot. Kaiser, Vogel, Vogel, Walterstorff. Walterstorff off the glass, no good, and they wave it off as they say it was a shot clock violation. Keep in mind, Orr College has been playing without Kyle Lindbergh most of this first half with two fouls. Here comes Briar Cliff for the basketball. They call a set play from the point as Fahey. They give it Roy. Roy, backdoor cut. Layup is good for Sitzman. Ben Sitzman with the two-point basket. North College trails at trails 33-32 as we approach the one-minute mark of the half. Walterstorff underneath Kachi. Squares up. 15-footer. Good. Baseline jumper by Kachi. He's got four off the assist from Walterstorff, and the defenders retake the lead at 34-33. Chargers with the basketball. They go underneath Collison. Collison comes back over for Sitzman. Underneath for Roy. Roy posting up. Back over to Sitzman. Sitzman, Collison. Collison fouled on the play by Vogel. And Vogel will pick up the personal. That's his first. So Michael Collison will go to the free throw line for another two-shot situation. Trying to tie the game or give Briar Cliff the lead. His team trails 34-33, 52.2 seconds left to go in the half. Free throw on the way for Collison is up and good. Another one for Collison, 34-34 our score. Second free throw for Collison is up, left it short, rebound tap. Kaiser has it tapped away from him, and it's out of bounds, last touch by Orr College. It'll be Briar Cliff basketball. 34-34 our score. I certainly thought it was off of a Briar Cliff player. Medor College will play defense now. Briar Cliff maintains possession. Briar Cliff for the basketball. 14-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. With the basketball out front is Fahey. Fahey with it. Fahey goes high post. Roy. Roy back over to Collison. Collison gives it up. Sitzman. Sitzman tries to dump it underneath Collison. Collison layup good. Michael Collison with 6 points. And the defenders trail 36-34 heading to halftime. 24 seconds remaining in the half. Comes back left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff back over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner with the basketball in between the circles out front. 12 to shoot for the defenders. 10 now. 9, Warner with the basketball. They set a double screen for him. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi off the dribble. His 3, good. 3-point basket. Well, they're going to say it was just a 2. I had thought it was a 3, but they're going to say it was a 2, so that ties it up at 36-36. Austin Kachi with 6 points, and we go to the intermission. Tied up 36-36. Back with more after this. We're at halftime, 36-36, Dort College and Briar Cliff. Great Plains Athletic Conference action. This has been a tightly contested ballgame throughout. I don't think either team has led by more than 3. Briar Cliff led at one point 20-17. They also led. They've led by 2 on several different occasions. Dort College led by 3 at 28-25. And 30-27. We go into the locker room, knotted up at 36-36. Dort College led in scoring by Trevor Walterstorff's 8 points in the first half, while Jake Shipley tops Briar Cliff with 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of all the scoring right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Unofficial point totals at halftime. Dort College led by Trevor Walterstorff with 8 points. Briar Cliff is topped by Jake Shipley with 14 thus far. Now I do have the official numbers. Here we go. Dort College 15 of 25 from the floor, 60%. Briar Cliff 14 of 32 from the floor, 43.8%. Briar Cliff has cashed in on 4 of 10 3-point shots. Dort College is 1 for 4 from the 3-point line. Dort College 5 of 8 on free throws. Briarcliff 4-for-6. Rebounding, Dort College 18, Briarcliff 12. Turnovers, Dort College 6. Briarcliff has been forced into just one turnover thus far this afternoon. Right there's the difference in the ballgame. Briarcliff has been able to get more shots up because they have taken care of the basketball more efficiently than the defenders. Trevor Walterstorff with 8 points to lead the defenders. 6 for Austin Kachi, 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 5 for Chris Sievers, 3 for Cliff Warner, 2 for T.J. Malone, 2 for Sean Kaiser for Dort College's total of 36. For Briarcliff, 14 for Jake Shipley, 6 of 11 from the floor. Ben Sitzman, 10 points. He was 4 of 6 from the deck. 6 points for Michael Collison, 2 points each for Eric Roy, John Engler, and Tim Lone. For the defenders, Trevor Walterstorff had 6 rebounds, 4 of them offensive, 3 rebounds for Kyle Lindberg, 2 rebounds each for Jordan Vogel, Tyler Walterstorff, and Chris Sievers, 2 for Austin Kachi, 1 for Cliff Warner. Kyle Lindberg limited to 8 minutes of playing time in the first half as he was saddled with 2 personal fouls. He's the only defender with 2 fouls at halftime. For Briarcliff, 4 rebounds for Jake Shipley, 3 for Michael Collison, 1 rebound each for Ben Sitzman, Brenton Brown, and Tim Lone. Jake Shipley, 2 steals. Ben Sitzman, 1 steal. Ben Sitzman credited with 4 assists. The defenders, 3 assists from Cliff Warner, 1 steal by Sean Kaiser. Those are your numbers at halftime. Most importantly, though, Dort College and Briarcliff tied up 36-36 at the half. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of the GPAC scores at the moment right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Women's basketball from earlier today and one from last night. Morningside over Midland, 77-52. Doan over Dakota Wesleyan, 64-58. Northwestern over Hastings, 80-68. Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 81-69. Dort College and Briarcliff are not playing women's basketball today because of Briarcliff's taking a trip here the week before Christmas. So Dort College and Briarcliff will meet in women's college basketball Monday, January the 2nd at 6 p.m. Men's basketball halftime scores. Northwestern leads Hastings at halftime 44-37. Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty at halftime in men's play 30-13. Other basketball today, Dakota Wesleyan is at Doan, Morningside's at Midland. And, of course, the game you're listening to right now, Dort College, facing Briarcliff. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders and Briarcliff Chargers knotted up at 36-36 at halftime. It's been a tight game throughout, and the pace of it has played more to Briarcliff's favor. Dort College has benefited from a hot shooting first half where they made 60% of their field goal attempts. Number of possessions wasn't real high. Dort College managing a tie after Austin Kachi hit a long two just before the buzzer ended the first half. That's where we stand at halftime, 36-36. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ironton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Let's take one more break. Back with second half action from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City right after this. 36-36 our score. Halftime just about set to begin. The Dort College defenders will have the opening possession of the first half. Briar Cliff won the opening tap, and we didn't have a held ball throughout the entire first half. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. Dort College with the basketball as we start the second half. Cliff Warner goes high post. Jordan Vogel. Vogel facing up against Collison. Vogel puts it up off the side of the glass. No good. Not sure what that possession was intended, but I don't believe that was the end result desired. Vogel tried to go to against Collison, got caught up in the air, and then ended up banging it off the side of the backboard. Here's Briar Cliff with their first possession of the second half. They go underneath, intended for Roy. Roy picks it up in the corner. He's guarded there by Kachi. Roy's pass deflected out by Warner. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briar Cliff basketball on the sideline. 19:26 left to play in the ballgame. Tied up 36-36. Briar Cliff gets the ball out front. With it is Fahey. Fahey working against Warner. Still has his dribble. Puts up the 17-footer. It's good. Fahey with the two-point basket, averaging 4.1 points per ballgame. And the defenders trail 38-36. This could be a dogfight the entire way. Pass goes over to Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, left side, Warner. Warner bounce pass down low, Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel gets called for double dribble. He dribbled the ball to get possession of it, and then put it back on the deck to try and make a post move. Chris Severs is going to check out Jordan, or check in. Jordan Vogel will check out. Briar Cliff for the basketball. 38-36 our score. Fahey with it across half court, working against Warner. Passes high post. Roy. Roy with the basketball. Back over to Shipley. Shipley guarded there by Walt. Gives it away to Roy, and Roy is fouled on the play by Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf has just picked up his second personal. Not a good start to the second half for the defenders right now. Eric Roy will go to the free throw line, where he's a 79% free throw shooter. 18:45 left to play in the contest. Free throw by Roy is up and through. Roy, a 79% free throw shooter, and Briar Cliff has just matched their biggest lead of the ballgame at 3, 39-36. Another free throw on the way for Eric Roy. This one's up and good, so they have their biggest lead of the ballgame, 40-36, scoring the first 4 points of the second half. Warner over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Picks it up back over to Warner. Man-to-man defense applied by the Chargers. They played some zone early in the ballgame. Cliff Warner with the basketball, and Warner is shoved from behind by Ben Sitzman. Sitzman picks up the personal. 18:32 left to go in the game. Dort College will inbound. Severs. Severs looking for Warner. Gives it back over to Cliff. Cliff at the point. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kachi. Kachi at the point. Kachi gives it up. Left side, Warner. Warner down low. Severs. Severs with it. Double team. Gets it back over to Warner. Warner looking down low for Severs. And we've got a foul called on Collison underneath. Michael Collison picks up his third personal. And Tim Lone will check back into the ballgame. So team foul number two on the Chargers. Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Kachi. Kachi gets it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf underneath to Kachi, and Kachi's going to be called for a charge. Turner Fahey goes to the ground on contact. Foul's called on Austin Kachi. That's number two on him, and here come the Chargers. Chargers throw the basketball in the backcourt. Fahey. Fahey comes back. Nearly picked off by Lindbergh. Now Briarcliff in transition, if you will. Sitzman comes back over to Roy. Roy to Fahey. Fahey with the basketball, and Briarcliff will pull it out and set it up. Ben Sitzman, left side Fahey. Fahey gets a screen. They look for the bounce pass down low. Shipley and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Briarcliff basketball this time. Briarcliff to inbound the basketball. 17:50 left to go in the game. Briarcliff throwing it in. Shipley. Shipley gets it in. Now they try to post Shipley up against Walthersdorf. Shipley down on the baseline, working on Trevor. Fade away from the baseline. Tough shot, and he gets it to go. Shipley with 16, and Briarcliff has scored the first 6 points of the second half. They have their biggest lead of the ballgame, 42-36. Comes back over to Warner. Warner at the top of the key. Left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, step back three, trying to cut it in half. No. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers. Chargers with the basketball. Sitzman. Sitzman looking. He comes back out front. Roy. Roy over to Shipley. Shipley on the right wing. Shipley picks up his dribble. With the basketball out front is Sitzman. 17-12 left to go in the contest. Briarcliff with the basketball up by six. They go left side, Lone. Lone guarded there by Severs. Well out on the floor. Comes back to Fahey. Fahey to Lone. Lone swings it back over to Shipley. Shipley wants a ball screen. Step back three. No good. Rebound long. Taken away by Briarcliff, and they'll reset it. They come back over to Shipley. Another three. That one's good. Jake Shipley with the three-point basket. And Dort College been a step slow on the glass most of the ballgame. And Coach Ross Dalma wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Talking to Ross Dalma yesterday, he said one way Briarcliff can beat Dort College is if Jake Shipley goes off. Well, he has gone off thus far today. He's got 19 of his team's 45 points. Austin Kotche trying to run off a curl screen. Walthersdorf gets it back over to Kotche, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Turner Fahey. It'll be defender basketball in front of the Dort College bench. Inbounding will be Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh will throw it in. Dort College down nine. Lindbergh gets it into Warner. Warner with the basketball in between the circles. Warner comes left side, Kotche. Kotche underneath Severs. Severs working on alone. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Two-point basket for Chris Severs. He's got seven, and the defenders trail 45-38. Briarcliff moments ago with their biggest lead of the ballgame. Now Dort College has to try and cut the lead down. Chargers have it. They'll step out, give it away to Shipley. Shipley guarded by Kotche. Now Fahey on the right wing. Comes back over to Sitzman. Sitzman back to Lone. Lone will drive baseline. Dumps it off. Ball's taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle, middle of the floor. He puts it on the floor. Kick out pass Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Kyle. Kyle, baseline. Tries to dump it off, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with it. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College trailing 45-38. Defenders will inbound it. Cliff Warner will throw it in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner triggering, gets it in over the top, Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner, Cliff with it on the left side, back to Austin Kotche. Kotche gets a ball screen, now dump it down low, Severs. Severs working on alone, puts it up, shot is good. Two-point basket from Chris Severs, could have been an end one, it was not. Dort College trails 45-40. Briarcliff with the basketball back. Out front is Fahey. Fahey gets the return pass now, goes right side, Engler. They go down low, Lone, and Lone nearly dribbles it off of his foot. He does. Now the ball deflected out, picked up by Shipley. Comes left side over to Sitzman. Sitzman with the basketball back over to Shipley. Shipley with it on the right wing. They hedge on the screen. Comes back over to Engler. Engler shot good. Beg your pardon, Roy. Roy with a two-point basket. 47-40, Dort College down seven. Lindbergh left side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Warner. Warner, Kotche. Kotche underneath Severs. Severs, reverse layup, can't get it to go, but Lone has just picked up his fourth personal. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Michael Collison will check back into the ballgame. Chris Severs will shoot two. 47-40, Dort College down seven. So a chance to cut the lead down. Free throw by Severs is up and good. Severs with 10 points. York College trails 47-41. Another free throw on the way for Severs. Vogel waiting at the scorer's table. 14:51 left to play in the game. Second free throw by Severs is up and down. So Chris Severs today, 3-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points. And the defenders trail 47-42. A Briarcliff basketball. Taylor Murren will take it up. Working against Waltersdorf. Comes back to Sitzman. Sitzman. Murren. Murren, 17-footer. No good. Rebound tapped by Collison. It's good. He didn't mean to tap it in, but that's the end result. Dort College trails by 7. Lindbergh comes back over to Vogel. Vogel working on Collison. Puts it up in traffic. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. The foul's going to go on Collison. That's his fourth. Jordan Vogel goes to the free throw line for an opportunity at the three-point play. And Michael Collison has just picked up his fourth personal foul. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. They're going to leave Collison in for the time being, at least. Decision time for Nick Nelson. Let's see if Vogel can make it a four-point ball game. He got the bucket. Now this would be the bonus. And he gets it to go. Jordan Vogel with 7 points. Defenders trail 49-45. Briarcliff basketball. Murren hit a two-pointer moments ago, and Briarcliff wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College on defense as Briarcliff used a 30-second timeout, leading by 4. Briarcliff is led by as many as 9. Dort College has whittled 5 off of the lead. Chargers trying to run a pick and roll out front. They go Collison. Collison back to Murren. Murren with the basketball. Back over to Angler. Angler might have traveled with it. Now he's matched up against Warner. Take it away by Warner. Warner with the steal ahead to Walt. Walt driving in. Layup is no good, but he's fouled on the play. Sitzman commits the personal foul. Trevor Waltersdorf taking it hard to the rack, and he got fouled on the play. Dort College with a chance to cut the lead down to 2. 49-45 our score, so Dort College showing some signs of life here. John Engler is going to check into the ballgame. First free throw by Walt is no good. And I believe we had a buzzer sound while Waltersdorf was shooting free throws. And I believe they're going to allow Waltersdorf. Well, now they're asking, was it a goaltending penalty? Somebody got his hand in the net. And now we're going to go to the scorer's table. And I can't read lips from the balcony. So Dort College will be shooting a free throw. Trevor Waltersdorf will shoot the free throw. Dort College trailing 49-45. He missed the first one. He's got another one coming. This one is up, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out by Vogel. Kept it alive, got it to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Underneath Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi tries to feed it off. It's tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. Here they come in transition. With it is Shipley. Shipley left side. They give it underneath Collison. Collison shot, no good. And a foul called on the play against Austin Kachi. And they will say that Kachi was inside the charge ring. First time we have seen that call all year. And I'm not sure if he was in or not. Randy Hagedorn, very emphatic that he was. And so now Michael Collison will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. It's foul number 3 on Austin Kachi. Collison's free throw short, no good. This has not been pretty basketball today, to say the least. Austin Kachi picks up his third. He'll have a seat. Sean Kaiser is in. A lot of time left. 13:45 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Collison. Lone waiting at the scorer's table, and he will check in as Collison makes 1 of 2. He's got 9, and the defenders trail 50-45. Bringing the basketball up will be Cliff Warner. Dort College down five, a chance to cut into the lead. Brenton Brown into the ballgame for Briarcliff. Comes left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Warner. Warner over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it out front. Inside, Walterstorff. Walterstorff fade away in the lane. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and we've got a foul on the play called on Angler. John Angler whistled for the personal, his second. Kyle Lindbergh's going to check back into the ballgame. Checking out will be Trevor Walterstorff for a breather. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low. Has Lindbergh open. He gets it to him. Lindbergh trying to back his way down. And then two players tangled up. With it on the right side, here comes the three-pointer by Murren. Murren, three, good. Taylor Murren with the three-point basket. And just like that, Briarcliff back up by eight. Right side, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Vogel. Vogel will spin down to the baseline, and he puts it up, and we've got a foul called on Tim Lone, and Lone has just fouled out, I believe. Tim Lone fouls out on the play. So with 12:55, he's disqualified on fouls. Briarcliff will go to the bench. Checking into the contest will be Clay Pagels. So Pagels will check in, and he'll play post. He's a junior, hasn't played a whole lot this season for Briarcliff. One and one opportunity here for Vogel. Vogel, first free throw, can't get it to go. 12:50 left to play in the ballgame, that is. Briarcliff leads at 53-45. Shipley puts it up, blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken away by Pagels. He feeds it back out front, Murren. Murren hit a three moments ago to put his team back up by eight. They've led by as many as nine, have Briarcliff. With it on the left side is Shipley. Shipley over to Brown. Brown with the basketball. Brown guarded there by Warner. Nearly a 5 seconds call. They dump it off. Angler. Angler layup good. It's a 10-point ball game. John Angler with the 2-point basket. He's got four. Right side pass. Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh fouled on the play, but he's can't get the shot to go. Kyle Lindbergh will go back to the free throw line for two free throws, where he's 2 for 2 today. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. 55-45 our score. 12:11 left to play in the contest. Two free throws for Lindbergh. Misses it. Wow. Dort College is now 3 for 6 in the second half. 8 for 13 from the free throw line for the ball game. This could be costly by the time this day is over. Second free throw by Lindbergh off the heel. No good. 55-45, 12:08 remaining. Brenton Brown with the basketball. So Briarcliff with the advantage and the basketball, and they are going to take time. Taylor Murren passes at high post. Don't be surprised if Briarcliff gets Shipley up the floor here. Engler takes it hard to the basket. He gets the 2-point basket. Dort College trails 57-45. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser back over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Warner. Dort College facing his own defense here in the corner. Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff goes elbow to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh travels with it. Well, Midland played a zone against Dort College on Monday at the DeWitt Gym, and we asked Coach Ross Dalma, you expect to see more zone? And he said at the time, well, we'll have to see. It looks like we're getting our answer this afternoon. Briarcliff leads by a dozen. Dort College has not gotten going offensively. They have not had many transition basket opportunities. Shipley, a three, and he hit it. Shipley had somebody draped on him, and Shipley right now basically beating Dort College almost by himself. He has 22, and the Chargers lead 60-45. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after Shipley single-handedly carrying his team right now. He's got 22 of his team's 60 points. And the Dort College defenders find themselves down 60-45. Dort College has surrendered 24 points here in the first 9 minutes of the second half, and the Chargers have established a 15-point lead. Dort College has been limited to 9 points here in the second half. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball. They go right side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Shot no good. Rebound tapped by Severs, and now reaching foul called on Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff whistled for the personal, his second. That'll be team foul number 4 on the defenders. Still got plenty of time, but you have to start stringing together some stops and offensive possessions that are productive. Kachi back in the ballgame. Severs, Trevor Walterstorff, Tyler Walterstorff, and Cliff Warner on the floor for the defenders. Cliff Warner on defense. They get it across the timeline to Ben Sitzman for the Chargers. He comes back over to Taylor Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren goes high post to Pagels. Pagels on the right wing to Engler. Engler with the basketball, picks up his dribble. Comes back to Sitzman. Sitzman, nothing there. Murren. Murren, dribble, nothing. Comes back left side over to Shipley, and they throw it away. Trying to post up is Pagels, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. 60-45 our score. 10:29 left to play in the game. Dort College has trailed most of the second half. They have not had to play from behind very much this season. Left side, Tyler Walterstorff. Zone defense applied by the Chargers. They go left side over to Severs. Severs back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, good. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. He's got six, and the defenders trail 60-48. Driving in, they give it off to Shipley. Shipley bounces it on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. And see if Dort College can string some shots together here. Tyler Walterstorff will inbound the basketball. Austin Kachi will come back, and he'll run point for the defenders. Austin with the basketball, 2-3 applied by the Chargers, still in that zone. Right side it goes, Warner. Warner to Tyler Walterstorff, and we've got a foul on the play called on Briarcliff, and a one-on-one opportunity for the defenders, and an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Now, 9:55, you don't normally talk that way, but Dort College has to start making up some ground. Tyler Walterstorff with a one and the bonus coming. Briarcliff leads at 60-48, trying to make it a 10-point ball game with a pair of made free throws. Tyler Walterstorff makes his first one. He's got another one coming. A second free throw on the way for Walterstorff. Briarcliff has lost one post player to fouls already, and the other is on the bench with four personals, so they've gone to Clay Pagels. Walterstorff makes one of two. It's a 60-49 ball game. 9:45 and counting ball game. Left with it. Sitzman, Sitzman to Shipley. Shipley guarded by Walterstorff. Back out front, it goes to Fahey. Fahey with the basketball, working against Warner. Fahey picks up his dribble, back over to Sitzman. Sitzman drives the lane, layup good. Ben Sitzman with 12. Dort College trails 62-49. Bringing the basketball up will be Cliff Warner. Dort College needs to put some offense together in a spurt. Right side, Kachi. Kachi over the basketball. Kachi over to Tyler Walt. Tyler Walterstorff back over to Kachi. Three-pointer, Wayne Cook. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. It's a 10-point game, 62-52. Dort College down. In the backcourt, Tyler Walterstorff called for a foul on the inbounds play. Turner Fahey is fouled on the play, but Walterstorff picks up his third. That's team foul number 5 on the defenders. They have one foul to give before Briarcliff goes to the bonus. .906 left to play in the contest. Briarcliff leading 62-52 with the basketball. Fahey gives it high post to Roy. Roy back over to Fahey. Fahey to Shipley. Shipley will drive baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dort College trying to go in transition. Briarcliff retreats. Warner back over to Vogel. Vogel looking for Severs. Instead comes to Kachi. Kachi catches, fires three. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. He's got a dozen, and the defenders are back to within seven at 62-55. Dort College showing some signs of life. 8:29 left to go. Let's see if they can continue the run. Briarcliff has just used a timeout. Back with more after this. today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Briarcliff gets the ball inbounded to Jake Shipley. Jordan Vogel comes out to hedge on the screen, and Shipley tries to dribble around him, and Vogel picks up his second personal foul. That's team foul number six on the defenders. Dort College nearing the double bonus for themselves, while Briarcliff is near the 1-1 now. Next foul by both teams get them into those respective situations. Fahey with the basketball out front, guarded by Warner. They give it high post, Sitzman. Sitzman, they go underneath, and with the slam dunk is Shipley. Shipley is fouled on the play. Dort College got burned on the backdoor cut. Shipley with 24 and an opportunity to reestablish a 10-point lead. It's been all Jake Shipley today, 24 points, shooting for his 25th here from the free throw line. So Shipley to try and complete the three-point play and reestablish a 10-point game, and he does. 25 for Shipley. And Briarcliff leads 65-55, 8:08 remaining in the ballgame. Walthersdorf, right side, Warner, man-to-man defense applied by the Chargers. Back it goes, left side, Kachi. Kachi, ball fake, nothing there, back over to Warner. Warner will drive down to the baseline. His jumper is good. Cliff Warner with two. He's got eight for the ballgame. Dort College trails 65-57. Into the front court, they drop it down low for Pagels. Pagels, guarded there by Severs, gets it back out front. Sitzman, Sitzman with the basketball. Comes back over to Shipley. Shipley to the left elbow. Comes back outside Fahey. Fahey, they go to Angler, and Angler hits the, Sitzman hits the three. 68-57, every time Briarcliff has needed a bucket, they've gotten one. Walthersdorf goes Severs, and we've got a foul on the play. Austin Kachi got fouled on an illegal screen, called on Briarcliff and Clay Pagels. Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line for a double bonus. So Austin Kachi to shoot two free throws. 7:18 remaining in the ballgame. First free throw by Austin is up and down. Back to a 10-point ballgame. Been hard work today for the defenders. Chargers lead at 68-58. 7:18 left to go in the contest. Second free throw by Kachi is up and through as well, and Kachi has 14. 68-59, Dort College down 9. Bringing the ball up will be Murren. Murren with the basketball. Murren. Going to get it back over to Shipley. No, instead they will keep Murren with the basketball, guarded by Tyler Walthersdorf. Some bad matchups on the floor right now. This is Roy. Roy to Sitzman. Sitzman to Shipley. Shipley another three. No good. Rebound ripped by Vogel. Vogel gets it out, let it over to Warner. Warner on the left side. He'll stop, pop, three, bang. Three-point basket for Cliff. Dort College back to within six, 68-62. Briarcliff basketball. They look out front. They get it. Sitzman. Sitzman rims it. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Here comes Warner again. Warner with the basketball. Middle of the floor. Bounce pass intended for Walthersdorf. Picked up by Severs. Back over to Cliff. Cliff. Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf in traffic. Off of the glass. Good. Tyler Walthersdorf with a two-point basket. He's got three, and the defenders are back to within four at 68-64. 6:14 remaining. Briarcliff basketball. Murren goes right side, Roy. Still a lot of time left. Murren will step into a three, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi gets it away to Warner. Warner into the front court quickly. Head full of steam for Cliff Warner. Down to the baseline. Back out front, Vogel. They've got it, Kachi. Kachi into the lane. Draws the contact, no call made. Tap by Vogel, no good. And now we've got an over-the-back foul called on the defenders and Jordan Vogel. Jordan Vogel's just picked up his third. Michael Collison will shoot two free throws. Brenton Brown will check in for Briarcliff as well. It's a four-point ball game, 5:48 left to go in the game. Still a lot of time left. Nord College a little spurt there to make it interesting. Nord College not that long ago trailing by 11. They've scored 7 points in a row. A one-and-one opportunity coming here for Murren. So instead of Murren, it'll be Collison, it'll be Murren shooting the one-and-one, and he missed it. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel gives it up to Warner. Warner will bring it up. Brenton Brown will apply the pressure. Warner with the basketball across half court. Cliff with the basketball on the right wing. Cliff gives it back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the ball, and we've got a foul away from the ball called on Briar Cliff. I believe it's going to go on Roy. Eric Roy called for a forearm shiver down low, and Dort College will shoot two free throws. Jordan Vogel to shoot a pair. Bad matchups on both ends of the floor. You've got shorter players guarding larger players when Dort College has the ball. Vogel makes the first free throw. And you've got post players guarding perimeter players when Briar Cliff has the basketball. Vogel with 8 points can make it a two-point ball game here. Second free throw by Vogel is up, down, 68-66. Dort College back to within two. And we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Briar Cliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 5:29 left to go in the game. Briar Cliff 68, Dort College 66. Back with more after the... It's a crazy game, this college basketball. Moments ago, looked like Dort College. You could throw the shovel down after burying them. They were down by 11 with about 7 minutes left, and it just seemed like, okay, maybe not their day. Back they come roaring. They're back to within two now. Briar Cliff forced to use a timeout. Dort College will now play defense. Briar Cliff for the basketball. Pass goes right side. Brenton Brown. They look for the pick and roll. Instead, they get it back out front. This is Murren. Murren to Shipley. Shipley to Brown. Brown stepped back. Thought about the three. Decides against it. Now looking for the pick and roll again. Here's Brown. Brown in the lane. His shot rattles. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. He outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a chance to tie or take the lead. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner working against Brown. They go high post. Severs. Severs turns, faces, gives to Vogel. Vogel back over to Kachi. Dort College will reset it. Austin with the basketball in between the loops out front. He goes to Warner. Warner left side. Cliff back over to Tyler. Tyler, Kachi. Kachi, Severs. Severs working in against Collison. Off the glass, tie ball game. 68-68. Collison easily could have picked up another foul. He didn't, though, and we're tied up. 4:30 left to go in the game. Here come the Chargers with the basketball. Murren with it in between the circles out front. Murren left side, Shipley. They go pick and roll. With it is Shipley. Shipley right side, Brown. Brown with it on the right wing. Brown step back, three, and that one's in. Brenton Brown with the three. And Briar Cliff has reestablished a three-point lead at 71-68. 4:05 left to play. Left side, Tyler Waltersdorf. Back over to Severs. Severs shot no good. Rebound taken away by Briar Cliff. Chargers with the basketball. Coming back the other way is Murren. Murren with it. He goes to Shipley. Shipley down to the baseline. Puts it up. Gets it to go, and he's fouled. It was out of his hand. He tapped it back as it was coming out of his hand. He got it to go, and that is the kind of day it has been for Jake Shipley. Every once in a while, as an offensive player, you'll see someone like that just go off, and everything touches turns into gold, and so far that's been the case for Shipley. He can reestablish a six-point lead for the Chargers with back-to-back three-point plays, and he does so. Brown hit a three moments ago. Shipley with an old-fashioned three-point play. And just like that, the 68-68 tie, a distant memory, and Dort College has the rebound. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf right side, Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Kachi working. They get it. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf splits the defense. Back outside Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, 17-footer. Good. Two-point basket for Cliff Warner. Warner now with 13, and the defenders trail 74-70. 3:26 left to go in regulation. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 74-70 Briarcliff by four. 3:26 left to go in the game. Briarcliff will have the basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association of Hull, and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member, FDIC. Briarcliff with the basketball. Murren will take it across the timeline, gets it over to Brenton Brown. Brown with the ball. Brown out front, goes over to Shipley. You can bet it's going to Shipley at some point on this possession. Murren into the lane. Traveled with it, no call made. Gets it back over to Brenton Brown. 15 to shoot for the Chargers as they take some time off of the clock. Brown's got it on the left wing, guarded there by Warner. Brown tests the waters. Into the lane, his floater is good. Brenton Brown with 5 points, and the defenders trail 76-70. Into the front court, Warner. Warner with the basketball. He's got it at the point. Goes left side over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Now Austin Conchi, well out on the floor, guarded there by Brenton Brown. Comes over to Vogel. Vogel on the elbow. Back over to Warner. Warner steps. Three. Good. Cliff Warner with another three. Dort College trails 76-73. Cliff with 3 first half points. Since then, he's scored 13. Three-pointer on the way. Shipley. It's good. Unbelievable. 79-73, Briarcliff up by 6. Shipley has been on fire from the start. Austin Kachi, 3, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with 10, and the defenders call a timeout, trailing by 4. 79-75, Dort College down 4. Briarcliff basketball when we resume right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Briarcliff Chargers leading 79-75. And the Chargers will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up will be Murren. Murren with the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Murren with the basketball on the wing. He's going to split the defense. His floater in the lane is good. Taylor Murren with 5 points. Dort College trails 81-75, down 6. Tyler Waltersdorf, Austin Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel working on Collison. Collison, it's blocked by Shipley. Here comes Briarcliff with a 6-point lead and the basketball. 1:38 remaining. Briarcliff bringing it up is Murren. Murren comes right side, Shipley. Shipley with it. Shipley dribbles off of the screen, and Vogel was out there to jam it. Here comes Murren. Murren, another floater in the lane. His shot is good. He's got 7, and the Chargers have opened up an 8-point lead, and it's going to be tough for Dort College now. You're down 3 possessions with 1:13 remaining. Left side pass, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Trevor with it, drives the lane, puts it up. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Jake Shipley whistled for his second personal. Trevor will go to the free throw line to try and complete the 3-point play. 1:05 left to play. Dort College down 83-77 with a free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. So Trevor Waltersdorf with 12 points tonight. Free throw on the way for Walt is up. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Collison. They'll give it off to Brenton Brown, and here comes Briarcliff with a 6-point lead in the basketball. They can run it down into the 30s before taking a shot. Brown will wave off help. Austin Kachi guarding him. He'll drive baseline. Too strong with a layup. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Here comes Dort College. They get it ahead to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College down 6. They need a bucket. Here's Warner off the dribble. Nothing there. Comes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will drive the lane. Spin move. Puts it up. No good. Rebound tap. No good. Fight for the basketball and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. 31.6 seconds remaining. Should be Dort College basketball. Shot clock is off. Not that that matters at this point. So Dort College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop, and now the officials having another conference. Randy Hagedorn, Steve Farley, and Brian Soulier talking things over. And we'll have another conference at the scorer's table. Randy Hagedorn wants to talk things over with the clock and with the scorebook. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Down six are the defenders. 31.6 seconds remaining. Inbounding is Kachi. Gets it into Warner, working on Brown. Down to the baseline. Comes back over to Seavers. Seavers to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel off of the glass. Good. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Ross Dalma and the Dort College defenders. Vogel with 11. And the defenders trail 83-79. It's a two-possession ball game. 24.7 seconds remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Length of the floor in front of them. The Chargers will inbound the basketball. Shipley throws it over the top for Brenton Brown. Brown on the breakaway, lays it over the right hand, good. Brown with the two-point basket. It's a six-point ball game. Cliff Warner, a three at the other end, no. Rebound taken back by Kachi. Kachi layup, good. 14.5 seconds left. Dort College trails by four and now inbounded to Murren. And Murren will have a chance to as much as seal it on the other end. Double bonus time for the Chargers. The two teams trade buckets, so we're right back where we were after the timeout by the defenders moments ago. Murren is 0 for 1 today. He's 15 for 18 for the season. Can make it a six-point ball game with a pair of made free throws. First one goes through. Murren didn't play much today. He's got 8 points. Anticipated him starting. He did not. He comes off of the bench, though, and he and Brenton Brown have played the final minutes of this ball game. Murren makes them both, and it's going to be pretty tough now. 13.2 remaining. Dort College down six. You need two quick threes. Vogel will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Warner. Here comes Dort College. Dort College into the front court. Warner. Warner at the point. Puts it up. A three. No good. There for the rebound. And the putback is Walterstorff. And not enough time. 4.4 seconds left. Dort College uses a timeout. Dort College is going to fall for the first time this season. 4.4 seconds remaining in regulation. Dort College uses a timeout. But there just isn't enough time left in my estimation. And the Chargers are going to knock Dort College from the ranks of the unbeaten. There were two unbeatens this week. They were Dort College and Northwest, a school out of Washington in NAI Division One, Division Two basketball. And the defenders are going to go into the Christmas break having lost their first game of the season. They're going to be 15-1 when this is all said and done, and 7-1 in the GPAC, while the Briarcliff Chargers will improve to 10-4. And 4-3. So Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. All they have to do is inbound it and take care of it, and this one's over. Shipley will inbound for the Chargers. Dort College to defend on the inbound. They get the ball inbounded, and we've got a foul called on Austin Kachi in the backcourt. Foul's called, and Ben Sitzman will shoot two free throws. And for Dort College, that'll be foul number five on Austin Kachi. Kachi with 14 points. Sean Kaiser will check into the ballgame. Well, for Dort College, they'll go into the Christmas break with this one stinging a little bit. Free throw on the way by Briarcliff is up and down. Ben Sitzman makes that one. He's got another one coming. 2.4 seconds left, 88-83. Another free throw on the way by Sitzman. Rims out, no good. Rebound Vogel. Vogel, Warner. Warner, three at the buzzer is no good. And the Briarcliff Chargers get a five-point win, 88-83, over the Dort College Defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after the... You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall by a final score of 88-83 this afternoon in Great Plains Athletic Conference Men's College Basketball on the road at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. This was a game that was tight in the first half, was tied up 36-36 at the half. And the second half started with Briarcliff getting out to a 45-36 advantage, scoring the first 9 points of the second half, and Dort College was on their heels for the rest of the game. They did fight back to tie it at 68-68. But we talk about that so many times that if you're going to make a comeback, it's not oftentimes not good enough to get a tie. You've got to get back and take the lead and create that doubt in the opponent's mind, and Dort College unable to do so. They tied it at 68. Briarcliff came back with 6 points in a row on a three-pointer, I believe, by Brenton Brown, and then a three-point play by Jake Shipley, the one-man wrecking crew. And yesterday, Coach Ross Dalma proved to be a prophet, if you will. He said, one of the ways Briarcliff can beat us is if Jake Shipley goes off, and we have to keep that from happening. This afternoon, Dort College unable to keep that from happening as Shipley erupts for 31 points. This is a player who is averaging 17.8 points per game and a little over 20 points per contest in conference play. So Dort College goes into the Christmas break, forced to regroup. They'll be 15-1 and 7-1 until January 4. That's when they'll finally be able to get back at it, when they'll be hosting the Hastings College Broncos in GPAC basketball at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College was led in scoring by Cliff Warner, 16 points. 13 of those came in the second half. Austin Kotche and Trevor Woltersdorf had 14 points apiece. Chris Severs with 13 unofficially. Let's take another two-minute break and be back with more from the Newman Flanagan Center right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers from today's men's college basketball game. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, 32 of 52 from the floor, 61.5%, 6 of 12 on threes, 50%, 13 of 23 from the free throw line, 56.5%. Mentioned it early in the second half that that may come back to haunt the Defenders. That's not the only thing that caused the loss today, but that is a factor. Dort College out-rebounded Briarcliff 32-25. Here's the biggest one. Briarcliff, 4 turnovers. Dort College, 11. Briarcliff, 33 of 61 from the floor, 54.1%, 10 for 20 on threes, 50%, 12 for 17 on free throws, 70.6%. Individually, Dort College topped by Cliff Warner and Austin Kotche with 16 points apiece. Trevor Walterstorff, 14 points, 13 for Chris Severs, 11 for Jordan Vogel, 6 for Kyle Lindberg. 3 for Tyler Walterstorff and 2 each for T.J. Malone and Sean Kaiser. For Briarcliff, Jake Shipley, 12 of 22 from the floor, 5 for 9 on threes, 2 for 2 on free throws. All totaled up, it comes out to 31 points. 16 points for Ben Sitzman. 9 each for Michael Collison and Taylor Murren. 7 for Brenton Brown. 6 for Eric Roy. 2 for Turner Fahey. 2 for Tim Lone, for their total of 88 points. Trevor Walterstorff had 8 rebounds. Jordan Vogel had 7. 4 for Austin Kotche. 3 each for Cliff Warner, Kyle Lindberg, and Chris Severs. For Briarcliff, Jake Shipley had 6 rebounds. Michael Collison had 6. 3 for Clay Pagels in a reserve role. Assists, Cliff Warner credited with 5. For Briarcliff, 5 assists for Ben Sitzman, 4 for Jake Shipley. Shipley also had 3 steals and 2 blocked shots. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be checking in with Coach Ross Dalma when he makes his way out of the locker room right after this. Briarcliff knocks off Dort College this afternoon in men's college basketball, 88-83. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me, and Coach, an uphill battle throughout the second half, and A lot of things, I wouldn't say decided, but the die was cast in the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second half when he got down 9 on 9 consecutive points by Briarcliff, and it was uphill from there on out.
Right, Mike. First off, I thought Briarcliff, they played an outstanding game, and they deserve a lot of credit.
4 turnovers.
They had 4 turnovers. We did not play defense the way we needed to. That turnover mark should have been higher. But we were giving up a lot of layups. We weren't handling ball screens very well. And we just did not play as well as we needed to defensively. And that's really where it's at. There's a whole lot of analyzing and evaluating that needs to be done. We had a lot of defensive errors in terms of the scouting report, in terms of how we were going to handle certain situations on the floor, and we just didn't do it.
Take me back to the first half. It's a back-and-forth contest. You almost felt fortunate to get into the locker room tied up 36-36.
Right. Yep.
There wasn't much difference. You had a three-point lead. They had a three-point lead. You just couldn't string anything together. It seemed neither team could string much together. What do you talk about at halftime in a situation like that?
Well, I thought, we went into the locker room feeling somewhat, thankful that we were tied. We felt that we had gotten outplayed and outworked a little bit. And so we thought, okay, if we can come back and play 20 hard minutes defensively, that we'd have a chance to surge ahead. And as you mentioned, the first 3 minutes of the second half, we just missed some assignments, and we weren't very smart offensively.
Second half, you got down. You finally put together that run. And I don't know if it was the urgency, but what was the difference in that 3 or 4 minute stretch from being down 11 to suddenly getting back into tying it? What was the difference for your team? Can you put your finger on it?
We've just played harder. I think that's really what it comes down to. I thought that we had a group on the floor that was really playing hard, and fortunately, they got a little tired, so we had a sub a little bit, and we just didn't get the play out of our rotation that we needed to in terms of the defensive effort. And today there were just some guys, who weren't at the top of their game. And we're going into Christmas break now, and we'll try to get some of that stuff sorted out and come back on January 4 against Hastings.
And I guess this speaks to what you need to do, especially in conference play. And that's true no matter what conference you are in. You get to this point of the season, there aren't many secrets. You have to play at a peak performance or a peak level whenever you're playing in conference.
For sure. And, Briarcliff, I thought they did a great job. They took the ball right at us through Shipley, who had an outstanding game. Sitzman had an outstanding game. And those are two wing players that are really good. Thought that we probably could have done a better job at defending them. And, like I said, those are things that we'll work on over break and come back a better team. It's been a grueling grind for us here. I thought our guys have really played tough. I thought today there was maybe a little bit of a hiccup in that. But this is a good group. And, they have high expectations, and they feel pretty bad right now. And I think we need to step back and recoup the next 9 days that they're away from the gym. And each one of those guys handles that a little bit differently. Some will be in the gym almost every day, and some will step away. But the important thing is when we come back on December 28th for our first practice that we're ready to go, and I'm very confident that we will be. There'll be things that we as a staff look at, things that we have to tinker with a little bit in terms of in being better, both offensively and defensively. And then the folks, the players will come back, and hopefully they'll be hungry too.
One comment you have made in the last week is that with as many games as you've played here before Christmas, 16 of them now, you talk about the fact that you haven't been able to do some of those things. You haven't been able to tinker. You haven't been able to experiment because you're constantly game planning for a team. Do you almost have to treat the second half of the season like a new season?
We do. We do. With a big gap between games, there's certainly going to be the momentum of winning 15 out of 16 is going to be over. We just have to come back and make sure that we come back with a sense of urgency, ready to play as well as we can, as hard as we can, and find that motor again.
Coach, I'll let you go. I'm going to go through the GPAC scores if you want to stick around for a while. Have a good Christmas,
Coach. Hey, Mike,
Coach.
You have a good Christmas, too, and all the fans out there, thanks for your support the first half. I have to say hello to my grandma, Grace Hartog. She made the guys cookies here today, and always a big fan listening back on the radio there in Sanborn. So, Mike, thank you very much. We'll see you in January.
Coach, thank you. Let's take a look at the men's GPAC scores. It was Midland over Morningside, 66-59 in Fremont. Doan over Dakota Wesleyan and Crete, 82-69. Northwestern defeats Hastings, 87-79. Nebraska Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 69-43. And the scores, what that means in terms of conference standings is this. If we can get them scratched out, Dort College is now 7-1. Morningside falls to 4-3. Northwestern is 5-2 heading to the Christmas break. Mount Marty is 4-3. Midland improves to 4-2. Briarcliff 4-3. Doan a winner, so they go to 3-4. Hastings falls to 2-5. Concordia was idle today, so they go into the break at 2-4. Nebraska Wesleyan gets a win, so they're now 2-4. Dakota Wesleyan drops another one, so they go to 1-6 in the men's standings. So before we go to the Christmas break, here are the standings on the women's side. Morningside 6-1, Briarcliff and Concordia both 5-1. Northwestern is 5-2. Hastings and Doan 4-3. Mount Marty 3-4. Dort College 2-5. Nebraska Wesleyan 2-4. Dakota Wesleyan 1-6. Midland 0-6 in women's play. In men's basketball, Dort College goes into the break one game clear of Midland and Northwestern, and they have wins over those two teams already this season. Northwestern is 5-2. Midland is 4-2. Morningside, Mount Marty, and Briarcliff all have three losses in the conference season. Doan is 3-4. Concordia is 2-4, along with Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings is 2-5. Dakota Wesleyan is 1-6. Once again, our final score, Briarcliff over Dort College, 88-83. You heard Coach Ross Dalma say it. Time to refocus. And the second half of the season gets started on January 4. A lot of time between now and then. We'll see if Dort College is able to put together a strong second season, if you will, beginning on January the 4th. Our next broadcast will be in about a week and a half. Dort College goes to Northwestern to face a pair of teams from out of the area in the Northwestern Red Raider Classic in Orange City at the Boltman Center that weekend between Christmas and New Year. We'll have both of those games for you middle of the afternoon on the 28th and 29th, I believe, is how it shapes up. Dort College in Orange City for those two games. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.